Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny O'Brien. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Rand. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Luis Arroyo. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Luis Arroyo. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speak moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell strikes out. Two outs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bulger. Rand reaches second base with a double. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rand moves to third. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive towards first. Speak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fanning moves to second. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Littrell moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Thomas for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Mazeroski, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rand takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Rand moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeze for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face fires to first and picks off Fanning. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaiser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littrell moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob will now playing center field. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Roy Face. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fanning hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Littrell strikes out. Two outs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kizer moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walls. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Lee Walls now playing right field. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.